So the Mishnah Vayta Masecht is Bava Metzia, Perig Yud, Mishnah Gimel. Habayis Vualiyah Shel Shnayim. Here we have two partners. One owns the bottom floor, the other owns the top. So unlike in the previous Mishnah, there's no landlord or tenant here. There are two partners. The problem is neither the one on the bottom is living in his house, and neither is the one on top living in his house, because the whole thing just came crashing down. Shenafu. The whole house, bottom floor, top floor, collapsed. Omar Balu Aliyah Lebalabayis, the owner of the top floor, says to the owner of the bottom floor, live nice, please build yours so I can build mine. At least build up your walls and your roof so I can build my apartment on top of it. The who, but he, the downstairs man, ain't the right to live nice. He doesn't want to build his house. It's very hard to build a second floor without a bottom floor. Zakta Mishnah, Hare Balu Aliyah, so the owner of the top, Boina Esabayas, he'll build the downstairs house. Vidar Besaycha, he's going to live inside for free, no rent. Atsheyitinlai, until the real owner of the bottom house is going to give him Esyitziyais of his expenses in building the house. And once he does it, he can proceed to build his house on top. The Tanakama holds. Then meanwhile, he can live there for free. Why should he live there for free? After all, the bottom house is not your house. So we're going to see, there's a machloikis. If you have a situation where zen ahen of a zen achasta, so like the bottom man can come and say, what do you mean? Because I'm losing rent. You're losing rent. You weren't building your house. If not for the fact that the upstairs man built the house, there wouldn't be a house here. So what are you losing by him living there? So the upstairs man lives in the bottom house that he built for free until the owner of the bottom house pays him for the house, or rather the expenses to build the house, and then the upstairs man can continue to build his second floor. Rabbi Huda says, no, Afza, even under these circumstances where the Balabais is not losing anything, because if not for the upstairs man building the house, there wouldn't be a house here. But Dar B'toich Shal Chaveri L'maisa, the upstairs man is living in his friend's house downstairs, and therefore tzarech lahalis lischari, he has to pay rent. This is a case of zeh nehena, and enachanami zeh enachaser, because if not for the upstairs man building the house, there wouldn't have been a house here. But according to Rabbi Huda, it doesn't make a difference. He still has to pay his rent. Lamaisa, you're living in his house. If you were living in someone else's house, you would pay rent, so why shouldn't you pay rent to this man? So Zakta Rabbi Huda to the Tanakama, the idea of him just building the bottom house and staying there, no. Stays where he has to pay rent. Rather, what we should do is as follows. Bal Hualiya, the upstairs man, Boines Abayas Vesualiya, build the bottom floor and the second floor. Umekares Hualiya, put up the beams, the roof, on the second floor. In other words, finish it all off. Make it ready to move in. Now that the upstairs is ready to move in. Now we Yoshev Bebayis sit in the house. Upstairs man sit in the downstairs house. Asheyitin leyasyitziyaisav. Till he gives you the money that it cost you to put up the bottom house. And now you don't have to pay rent. Why? Because here the upstairs person is going to say, what are you telling me? If I would live someplace else, I would have to pay rent. I don't have to live someplace else. I have my apartment upstairs. I could live there. But I have to make sure he pays me for building his house. And I had to build his house because if not for that, I couldn't build my house. So I'm going to stay downstairs until he pays me what it costed to build the bottom floor, and then I'll move upstairs. But he has to have the upstairs ready to move in order to be rent-free. The Tanakama holds, even if you have enough, as long as the other person is not losing out, because if not for you, there wouldn't have been a house, so you don't have to pay rent. Rabbi Huda says, no, if you have Hana, if you have no other place to live, you have to pay him, even though he's not losing out. But now that you can really live upstairs, that's not called having Hana, the fact that you're living downstairs instead of upstairs. And under these circumstances, when you have the option of living upstairs, you can stay downstairs, and we're advising him to stay downstairs to make sure that he gets paid for building the bottom. Okay, so we have a house, and we have an aliyah, bottom floor, top floor, that belong to partners. One partner owns the bottom. The other partner owns the top. Everything came crashing down. Really, the bottom one is supposed to build his so the top one can build up his second floor. Problem is the bottom one, the man who owns the bottom floor, is not building. So no doubt, the top one proceeds to build the bottom floor. The shaila is what happens now. If he just builds the bottom floor, according to the Tanakhama, he can stay there for free until the man from the bottom pays him for building the bottom floor, and then he builds up the second floor. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't stay there for free, because the Maisa, right now you have no other place to live. So you're having Hana, why shouldn't you pay him? Rabbi Yehuda holds, Zenehane, even though the other person is not losing out because he wouldn't have had a house here anyway, still you have to pay him. Rather build the whole house. Now that you have the option of living upstairs, you're not really gaining anything by living downstairs, but you should stay there until he pays you whatever it costed to build the downstairs. You don't have to pay him rent, and now you can move back upstairs. It may be interesting to note, Rashi learns this way, that there's another reason for the Baal HaAliyah, if he just builds the bottom, not to live there for free, that we should make him pay rent. Let's say the house caved in. The upstairs man says to the bottom man, please build your house. He doesn't want to. The upstairs man builds just the bottom floor. If he does not pay rent, it's going to look like ribbis. Ribbis? Ribbis means borrowing money on interest. Why does this look like ribbis? Because someone's going to look at this and say, the upstairs man was very nice. He laid out the money to build the bottom floor until the bottom floor was ready to have the money. But for that, you know, he got to live in the house for free. So in a way, it looks like the owner of the bottom floor is paying the Baal HaAliyah for having laid out the money earlier to build the bottom floor. That's why he's living there for free. That could look like the Baal HaAliyah is getting paid for laying out the money early. That could possibly look like interest. According to some, that's the reason that the Baal HaAliyah has to pay rent to the bottom person. Not because we hold that if one person has Hana and the other person doesn't lose anything, you have to pay for it, but rather it shouldn't look like ribbis.